Okay, I gotta get off Twitter. Too many people are talking about dead people.
Cause she's Meg.
Yeah.
Meg doesn't.
I'm Keith.
I'm Brian, and this is out of order.
I am Ryan.
And I'm Bill.
I just
pointed at Meg first because she was talking after I hit record.
Fair enough.
Hit the thing and I waited for anyone to say anything.
But you're the one that starts.
I know.
No one cares.
I care.
It's a rolling start like NASCAR, really.
Yeah.
So we've got Brainwash.
It's a mystery soda.
For a change of mind.
Have we figured out what
it helps relieve mental overload. This may be your only way out. Gets rid of all the garbage they've been dumping in your mind. It says that twice.
They've been
dumping. All right.
Yeah.
That is
we want you for life. This is going to kill us.
Yeah.
Why did we do this first?
It has a picture because it looks the least.
Oh, it's
deadly.
Formula number 8.
Because
I know
we
what
were
it is.
Brainwashed.
It has
a
skull and crossbones
a
with
plain
a brain
red cap.
Out of the
That's
skull.
Always a good sign.
I'm gonna want to check out some of the ingredient list.
I'm guessing carbonated water.
Most likely.
Just going out on a limb there.
Ingredients, carbonated water.
It looks like, if you see it from this angle right here,
citric acid, caffeine, natural
and
artificial flavors. Holy shit, Red 40 is high on that list.
Yeah, it looks like it stains the glass of
oh,
the bottle.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's good.
It has that much.
Awesome. All right.
So this is more a wash.
I'm pretty sure they're trying to make
it a way to wash.
Yeah, we're all
formula number 7 had Red 40 all the way to the top. They're like, no, next formula.
We're all gonna have.
Oh, okay. No,
Red
40 isn't that
later.
High. It's just there's not a whole lot of stuff in here. Because it kind of throws me off that Red 40 is followed by like an herbal blend, which just contains a whole lot of herbs. Some of them are, you know, hippy dippy, and then. Then there's sodium benzoate, which is standard.
It's really not a problem. Red 40 is one of the first to get destroyed by the Tie Fighters, so
it's true.
Yeah,
great.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you look at that. It's like Red 40 is really fucking high on this list.
Okay, so herbal blend consisting of American, Siberian, and Korean ginseng.
I accidentally
African
hit this just for 10 minutes, so we might want to get rolling.
Yeah,
oh God damn it, Bill.
So he switched to his recording voice. He was literally recording at that point.
Yeah. No. It's only 2.5 minutes in. I'm saying the total length.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
We only have 10 minutes total.
Oh,
so
okay.
Let's
roll.
I was gonna read the rest of the shit, but
it's got shit in there. That's some of it's hippy dippy.
Whoa, that is red as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's.
I'm gonna give you more of this. Just making sure everybody gets some. You're all in.
Yeah, because he already knows how much to give you.
Yeah.
And he wants to make sure that he has the least.
It smells vaguely poisonous.
I think
this is this
yeah,
is awesome.
Let's get the nose on this guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow!
Oh, fuck!
It smells like Kool-Aid powder. Like,
oh, God damn!
Do not inhale directly.
Oh, God.
Dear God, waft this stuff.
Yeah.
Pungent, anyway.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
No, it is carbonated Kool-Aid that is double strength.
Oh, no, it's
you
like
do not want to spill this shit
least.
On the sofa.
Yeah,
that is
yes,
all I'm
please.
Saying. Yeah.
Red as...
Yeah, I'm going to lean over the table.
Can you smell it from there? Smell
kinda.
This one.
Thank you, Meg. It smelled mostly like your hand.
You have some sort of crazy hand lotion after?
Dear.
No,
oh,
it just
God.
Smells like hands.
Yeah, I actually get more out of this than I get out of Meg. Meg smells all over that.
I don't want to know why your hand has a distinct smell.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Let's give it the mouth. I think
no!
Brian's ready.
Challenge accepted. All right.
Ryan is not excited about that. I'm kind of excited because I like Kool-Aid.
Oh, that gets right up in your nose.
Yeah,
that was
a weird
experience. It like just blasts your nose.
You know what? It's kind of like a.
Oh,
I hope kind
it's
of like
Smarties.
A,
it's kind of Smarties.
Our Smarties, not yours.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
No, it's way too strong for Smarties.
It's a little bit like if you took the bastard child of Red Bull and cherry Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Kind of,
yeah.
It's somewhere along that sort
I'm
of
really
spectrum.
I'm hoping this doesn't stain my teacups.
It might. We'll drink watch it quickly.
Like, seriously. How?
But yeah, Spreeze. I could agree with Spreeze. It's
I don't.
It's a little sour at the end.
At the end?
Thank you!
How can you feel anything?
Yeah, no, like, this is assaulting my mucous membrane.
I like sour.
It is a sour soda.
You are not obligated to finish yours. Brian and I are.
Yeah. So...
You are
yes,
to
I very much
oh, no,
don't want to finish
that is
mine.
Done. That
however,
is, oh. You will see an empty cup
he
over wa- here.
Yeah, he is asking for extra.
Oh. Okay.
We have found the divergence.
Are you stained red?
Are you bleeding?
I
don't know.
Yeah, I may have a slight energy drink addiction, so this is probably... I've numbed myself to this sort of thing. I'm prepped and ready for...
I mean...
We drank the bottled green. I thought I was numb to everything.
Well, I didn't, but...
The thing about this is, if it...
it's fairly sour, though.
It's
really
almost a liquid warhead.
Yeah.
Like a cherry warhead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, cherry, and I kind of like this.
Liquid cherry warhead.
The
I like that.
I'm
going to
throw this
it,
bottle away, if that's okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
The only problem I have with it is it leaves my mouth a little bit dry. I would like to have some hydration in my mouth after drinking it. I actually am, if I want to treat it
is
like a candy.
Is my face as flushed as it feels right
no.
now?
No.
Okay.
The palest I've ever seen.
It's just your world is red.
If I wanted to pretend it was candy, I would love this. Like this would be
official drink
candy.
Of communist Russia.
If you could pretend this was candy, you have an imagination on the order of which I have never seen before.
No, you know, her comparison to warheads was pretty much dead on. Like, this is,
I said Spreeze.
Okay. You said Spreeze? Okay. Then you
no,
were completely wrong,
you
and
said
Keith,
smart,
in fact, was the
was
correct one.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Well, it has that dry mouth feeling like a warhead does.
Oh my god, am I the only one that is associating this more with torture and poison than candy?
Yes.
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay.
It tastes like a sour candy.
My gut hurts, and I had like this much.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I
we need to rate it. We need to get going.
Goddamn.
Okay.
So our rating scale goes from 0 to 100.
Okay.
100 is the best thing you've ever put in your mouth. 50 is your personal average for all beverages. We usually say milk that's been sitting out for a couple minutes, so it's getting towards room temperature.
Okay.
But not warm enough to be gross. 0 is a dog mistake.
Okay.
For
I don't know if you want to know what it is, but
you don't.
We can explain it on later.
You give a quick emotional analogy so that the listeners at home can connect on what we feel on the inside.
Don't worry, I'm going to be an outburst on this one.
And then you get to give it a rating.
Yeah, we got to do it quick though. We got about 5 minutes of the time left.
So 2 minutes to go through all 5. Minutes.
This is the flavor equivalent of that time that Christopher gave me a rug burn on my stomach. 23.
You're not going to be below one.
No, I'm not. I'm usually not. I'm an optimistic bastard.
This reminds me about when I was probably in eighth grade, and I was trying to eat more.
Quicker.
Stop! I was trying to eat more quicker because these guys won't let me fucking make up a thing, which I would have been done with by now. But I don't hate it, actually. I'm going to rate it like a...
We've established that
oh my
Meg
God.
Isn't real.
I would drink a
little. I'm going with 28. It is not a good soda to drink at all, unless this is the only beverage given in your communist country, at which point
in
I
which case it's
red.
More a weapon.
Yes.
Fill the bottle, swing it.
Yes.
We found Agent Red.
This bottle violates at least 3 marks on the Geneva Conventions.
You can't even say it.
No, I can't. Yeah. It has caused neural damage to me.
My belly is warm.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh
no.
My god. No.
Can I rate it higher?
I am going to be generous with this 11.
Ooh.
Yeah.
11. Jesus.
Yeah.
Brian's really mad because he has yet to have a good soda this year.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, to me, it was kind of like the touchdown pass that you just about caught, but then he stepped out of bounds. And you didn't quite get credit for having caught it, even though you damn well did, and you know you did. But anyway, I don't know. I'm just rehashing personal issues now. I'm going to go with a slightly less optimistic than Meg, 58.
Don't tap the table. 58. So we have given it an average of 36.4. Interpret that how you will, Soda Pal. See you later.
Neva convention.